Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know what's all about, let's go!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about the boom, and it's also all about some people being stupid. I'm just going to start off so you can tell what type of mood I'm in. This is the best of my body.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Boy, I am on fire. It's like the whole city of Chicago is just lit on fire from that cow kicking over the land. I'm on it today. I am on it. Of course, thank you. Welcome to the Future Focus. Sorry about my attitude, but you will find out later on it is well deserved. I am your host, the Mastermind Bob Rogers. Our co-host Robert Black has having some personal issues. He might and might not come on later on. We don't know. But Rob, if you're listening, man, and you're not gonna come on, dude, I hope things go well. You are in my prayers, and I'll be looking out tomorrow to see what's going on. With us today.
Yeah, praise my prayers as well, too. Yeah, definitely praying.
Yeah, same here. You know, I'm not sure, but you're saying, yeah.
With me is two out of the three other co-hosts that I have. First off, from Chicago, Illinois. Well, he's in Indianapolis, Indiana, by way of Chicago, Illinois. He is the man. He is the moderator. He is the actual inventor of the NWG Motown Wrestling group on Facebook. I'm so hyped right now till I can't even talk to
you.
He's the head of the Motown Wrestling Group. He is Tony Motown Allen. Tony, what's up?
What's up, gentlemen? How you guys feeling? Oh, I know how you feeling, Rob. How you feeling, Marcus?
Yeah, well, I'm good. I'm just sitting back, getting ready.
It's gonna be a ride, man. This is gonna be a ride today.
Yep.
And ladies and gentlemen, also on the microphone today, we got the man. He is stationed in Chicago, Illinois, telling all them hood dudes to chill out for a couple of hours because we're going to talk about wrestling. He is Marvelous Marcus Beckley. Marvelous, what's up?
What's up? What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? well, I don't know how
Bobby's doing, but I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Man, this week has been interesting. Interesting. I have never seen this many changes happen when it comes to wrestling. Not even when WCW was around. If you remember WCW, things were pretty solid, you know. And then you had a couple of people drift over here, a couple of people drift over there. This is like a mass exodus. It's like Ukraine. And I know this is too soon, but it's just like somebody invading Ukraine. Everybody's leaving one federation, going to the other. And you got a couple of people to defect over here. You got another mass. It's just like casualties all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. It is crazy now because you got to add in the internet factor too on this. Like, can you imagine the Monday Night Wars with social media back in the day?
Oh, wow. That would have been
that would have been interesting. I wonder how many people would have looked stupid back then versus today.
Yeah.
I mean, there was.
Because I'm sorry.
Back during the Monday Night. There was social media doing Monday Night Wars, but it wasn't as, that wasn't like the Twitter and the Facebook.
Yeah, it wasn't like that.
To that extent.
It wasn't
as
big.
There was like wrestling groups and things like that, that, you know, they would have breaking news and than
there's a little website as you go in there. Yeah, you read about some of the stuff coming up, but it just wasn't like it was today, though.
Right, and there was a guy that had
let's just say
Chicago. Oh, go ahead.
Let's just keep it real. More rich people had that type of stuff than common folk back then.
Oh yeah.
The rich people got to say what they wanted, and us common folk was like, okay.
And most of us had to have a computer. It wasn't like on a phone like it is now. Like everybody got it.
Right.
Yeah.
It was much easier to access now than it was back then.
Right. I think that's the biggest thing is to be on the phone.
But the first subject on today's list is Cody Rhodes and Brandi Rhodes. They got shut out of AEW, man.
Yeah.
And I got a couple of tears on this one with the Cody Rhodes thing, because everybody is saying, oh, he's going back to WWE. Oh, he's going to go back to WWE. They're going to treat him like crap. Well, if he didn't go to AEW, they would have treated him like crap anyway. So that's beyond the argument. My thing is, do you guys actually think he's going to go back to WWE and why?
Well, you know, y'all got me quoted on a record from last week. I'm saying it's definitely going to happen because, you know, I think Cody's about his money. Okay, I don't believe for a second he's starting his own company with EC3 and Strowman. I'm not buying that. I don't think Cody has the coin or can get the television lines up to start a third big scale company. And I think Vince is the only one that's, you know, Vince will forgive anybody if it's best for business.
Jerry, the Hall of Fame, he'll forgive anybody.
Right, exactly. And WWE's only place that's going to pay Cody anywhere like he's been getting paid now. So that's why I think it's absolutely definite will happen.
Okay, but let me ask you this question. Does Vince really forgive anybody?
Not everybody. It's a short list of people he won't forgive.
Right.
But he is forgiving a lot. Look at some of the people he has brought back, like Jeff Jarrett.
Okay,
the Ultimate Warrior who held him up. Eric Bischoff.
Exactly.
So I think Vince is a given man if he can benefit him.
Exactly. And if you think if it will get ratings, he'll forgive it.
Yeah.
Okay, but think about this. Is that really forgiving somebody or getting revenge on somebody?
Okay, it might not be forgiving. Okay, it's forgiving to the point where you and I'm back in your TV.
Right. Exactly. In terms of rehiring him, you know, he ain't going to forget. Because believe me, Vince is going to get the last laugh. There's no question about it.
That's my point.
Right. But he's going to
kill him.
Right, but the victim is
going to
get a check out of it.
We're not discussing what's going to happen when he gets there. We're talking about, like, will it happen and will Vince do it? And Vince will definitely take him back.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Vince is going to take him back.
So, do you think you think Vince is going to take him back?
I don't think it's really a matter of if Vince will take him back. It's a matter of Cody Rhodes will go there, though. But I think he will take him back, though. And and my whole thing with Cody is I think it's two reasons why he's going to go back. One is money. For the Cody Rhodes character, he was overpaid in AEW for how they were using him. They were giving this man like main event superstar money, and he was simply mid card. So I think Tony Khan was smart not to throw more money his way to keep him. And with it being a money thing, the only other place you could go besides AEW and make the money you was making there is WWE. You can't start your own promotion and make that money. You can't go to Impact Wrestling. There's no place you're going to go and make what you was making in AEW. And I do think Vince is going to shit on him. No, I do believe Vince is going to pay him a lot of money. Vince is going to pay him money to, like, dump on him now.
Right.
Yeah,
Hold on. Let me say this.
Yeah.
You're pulling out some very good points. My thing is, first of all, yeah, Vince is going to crap on him. But
oh, without a doubt.
When you start talking about the money, okay, and you start talking about, and this is where I disagree, and I don't think he's going to WWE. I think AEW made a very big mistake, because if you're looking at the value of things, you look at the Young Bucks and you look at Omega. I'm sorry. The Young Bucks have proved nothing. I'm sorry. Absolute zero. If I could give negative numbers, I would. But they have proved nothing to be in the ring as a ring prowess or showing that they can run
not
a tag team division to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
They would have been the first ones I would have got rid of. Omega, he has some international pizzazz to him. So, Omega, I think, you might keep him, but you cut his salary. You definitely cut his salary. Cody,
yeah, here's the thing that hurt these guys.
Wait, Tony, let me finish. Let me finish right quick.
Okay.
Cody, though, is about the same thing CM Punk and him is about. He's already proven he will put over younger wrestlers to get them exposure. The backstage stuff is what makes Cody more valuable than all of them, than the Young Bucks and Omega put together. His way has been proven to be right, and they got rid of him because he has those three in his ear. And then he brought Adam Cole that helped be on the Young Bucks side because he's buddies with him. He's got Joey Janela and all these other guys that he might have let go, but they're the Young Bucks and them friends. I'm sorry. Cody Rhodes, to me, was the most valuable piece out of that EVP, and he should have kept him. And they screwed up. And they were bad because Cody's the type of dude to say, hey, what?
Let me ask you a question. Okay. Here's the thing. To me, it always seemed like Cody wanted to be more than just wrestling. And what I'm wondering is Cody going to WWE for the bigger platform to set up
mm-hmm.
the after
mm-hmm.
wrestling? You know, with the
mm-hmm.
whole talk, the reality show and the game show and all that. I'm wondering, is that why? And
yes.
Man, I'm thinking also Tony Khan let him go because Cody even wanted even more money. It's what I'm thinking. I agree with everything you said, but I think there's some more. I think there's some outside wrestling stuff that they couldn't agree on. Is why Cody didn't resign. I think Khan wanted to resign him. I think Cody didn't want to resign. Is what I think.
Hmm.
I think it's a combination of the two. I think Khan is smart for not resigning him because of the money part. And I think it is. I do think that Cody already wanted more money, and I think Cody, where he's at in his hair, I think he probably feels that, like, he could be, like, the next Cena. Like, he could be the next movie star. Like, Cody,
right.
In my opinion, he's looking for that stepping stone, and the WWE will elevate you quicker than the other places.
I have to agree with that. But let me ask you this. And I don't think anybody has really thought about it this way. You know, Cody loves the hell out of Brandy.
Right.
Cody's hooked on Brandy. Do you think it was more like Brandy couldn't get over, and that's why he left?
Oh, Brandy couldn't get over.
No, and she definitely won't get over in WWE.
I don't know.
Oh no!
I don't know.
Oh no!
Hold on! Wait! Don't say oh no. Because think about WWE's history. You got Carmella, garbage.
Yeah.
That's toxic waste. That ain't even garbage. That's toxic waste. All
but
right.
There's a big difference. There's a big difference. I don't know if I want to say it with the mood you in, but there's a big difference. what is Carmella and what is Randy?
Carmella is begging Corey, I have these third grade tattoos all over my body graves. That's what it is. is that,
no,
and they don't
want to
lose Corey Graves over that. But I agree with you.
No.
I think it's a race thing too. I think it's the right thing.
Exactly.
You know, you got a whole bunch of these girls that are out right now. Exclude a couple of them that we'll talk about later on. We got a whole bunch of these girls right now that WWE tends to flock to because of how they look instead of how they can work in the ring. And they appreciate the ones, and it seems like they appreciate more of how they look rather than how they work out in the ring. Perfect example. Look how they did Natalya. But right, think about Natalya. Natalya can outwork anybody, outwork half the men on their roster.
Right.
And they haven't done her right. You know what I'm saying? Naomi is another one that can work in that ring. Looks real. She got both. Looks good and can work in the ring. And they don't treat her right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
I'm not a huge Natalya fan, but
You've never been a Natalya fan?
Not really. This is something about her that annoys me.
I love Natalya. I've always, and you know, I think it's because I always liked the technical type wrestler. You know what I'm saying? But Natalya has always been dear to my heart.
I never liked her. I think it's just grown tired of her, to be 1,000% honest with you.
I never could grow tired of her because she never got what she deserved. I think that's me. I see that she never got what she deserved, so I don't grow tired of her. It's like I'm pushing for her to really get that actual run that she deserves, like they give, oh, God, redheaded trash.
No.
Yeah, they don't give her a push like that. And I will admit, even Bianca Belair got a small, bigger push than Natalya ever had. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she did.
It was small, but it was a little bit bigger than what she had. I don't think they had a choice to do it.
It's one of those things where they're not letting her have the run, but they keeping her in the picture, though. A lot more than Natalya. Natalya usually like a one and done.
They have to, though.
Yeah,
I mean, think about it. Who else they got?
Yeah, Natalya.
Who else do they have?
You know, she's like a backstage coach for them, you know.
Right. Now, I think Charlotte Flair could fill that role.
She's kind of like from the unified title. The women's division is – the WWE women's division is a hell of a lot better than AEW, but it's not strong enough for a split.
They're unified.
I've always thought they should have had their own show, but like 205. I always thought.
I would like to see that happen, but it's a problem where I don't think enough people would tune in.
Yeah,
I can see that too. Yeah.
Now, with the girl that I seen this past week, we're gonna talk about. She might be able to boost it up, but. As it sits on their main roster, they don't have any. They probably would have two. If they did an hour show, I think they could survive. I would give them an hour.
Right, exactly.
But as far as like SmackDown or Raw with 2 hours, they wouldn't do it. They couldn't do it.
No. I will be perfect.
I'll be fine with like an hour. I'd be fine with this. Like, we do an hour NXT, cut NXT down to an hour. NXT don't need 2 hours. You know, we do an hour NXT, an hour of the women. I think that's good. I think that'd be good. And when we cut in time, it's not an hour of Raw, because we don't need 3 hours of Raw. We really don't.
No. Okay. They didn't need to do that.
Actually, you know, to tell you the truth, I would like to see an NXT women's division and an NXT women's show and an NXT men's show.
That would be bad.
I don't think the women are treated right in NXT because they're overshadowed by everybody focusing on the guys.
Now they are, yes.
You know. And honestly, if you get the right women in the division, I think they could outscore all of these idiots in the NXT guy division anyway.
Or make the WWE one division and then some of these weaker women and the one that may want to bump them down. I think the best, Now, I know you guys are biggest fans of Manny as I am, but the best thing that happened to Manny Rose's career is going back to NXT. And I'm not just saying that because of the title run. The girl needed to go back to developmental. She did.
Yeah, but why does she get that chance and others don't?
Oh, looks.
You know what I'm saying?
Just out of 2.0.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. She has grown in her wrestling ability in that ring. I will not deny that at all.
Yeah.
I will give her.
Yeah,
she has grown in, with her wrestling ability.
And here's why I don't like her.
I'm one of the rare people that like her.
I'm one of the few people that got a lot of faith in her. But look at Trish Stratus when she first started. She was horrible when she started wrestling.
And I could see when she first came on the scene, I actually said that she's going to take the Trish Stratus route. I did say that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah. And then I started looking at Sasha, and then I was like, well, maybe not. And then all of a sudden, here we go. Yeah, she's taking the Trish Stratus route. So, you know, I mean, it's sad. It's real sad because you got women like Doudrop. I'm sorry. Even though I love Sasha Banks, I love most of these girls that's facing Doudrop right now. There is no way in God's green earth, except if someone cheats or someone is a very, very technical wrestler like I was talking about old girl, Natalia, that should be able to beat Doudrop. Nobody. Except if they still had her Nia Jax.
I don't know about.
Well,
I think
Nia Jax has kind of like that
for
more.
I get what y'all saying about Nia, but I'm sorry. She was a lot better than, I got to say, over half that roster.
Ooh, Nia Jax?
Which one?
Yeah.
Or Doudrop?
No, Doudrop's better than 75. Nia's better than half.
We're going to disagree on that one. I don't know about that.
Okay, who? Besides Charlotte, Sasha. Oh, God.
Bianca.
Bianca. I don't want to say this, but Becky Lynch.
Rhea Ripley, Shayna Baszler.
Okay. I'll give you those.
That's
like half the women's wrestler, though.
What's her name? What's the queen? What's her name?
Zelina Vega.
Yes, Zelina Vega.
The queen is Zelina Vega. I would not put Zelina ahead of her at all. No.
Wait.
I did see that one match with her where she was calling it all or what. But that was because she had somebody in that ring that could move with her to do that type of match. She's not versatile like the other ones that we named. That's why I would have to put it down.
I don't know. Y'all like better than me. I'll just say like that. Y'all like her better than I do.
Oh, heck yeah. You should see what she was Piper Niven and doing her thing, man. You got to watch Piper Niven to really appreciate Doudrop.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem because you really haven't seen – like, if you haven't seen Piper Niven, then I would – like, if you only seen Doudrop, I would agree with you.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's all I've seen. I haven't seen that, which I was talking about. I haven't seen that, so, okay.
And
yeah,
I would see Piper Niven
in
NXT USC. I mean, NXT UK.
Man.
That's how I became a fan.
Man, Piper is the bomb, man. And they hold her back. It's like Keith Lee. They're holding the bat.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Okay. Okay.
But,
but
based on what you've seen, though, I can definitely see – I can see your point.
Yeah, because they totally have made her dial down her wrestling prowess in that ring and just made her like some – tried to make her into something that's just goofy. And it's a New Day thing. They gave her something that was just going to be goofy as hell and not work. And she made it work.
I don't think they threw some polka dots on her and called her the counter man.
Yeah, they did a new thing, day thing with her, and she clowned on them. Like, nope, I'm still clowning. You know.
Okay.
So, you know, they're keeping her under wraps, and I think it's sad. They need to let her go and let her do her thing so she can kill it. You know, how do you like a superstar that's from the independents or whatever whatever branch? You like them enough to attract them to sign a contract, but you won't let them wrestle the way that they attracted you to let them sign that contract.
That's typical WWE, typical Vince McMahon.
Right, exactly. Because, I mean, think about it, you know, I'm sure Vince wasn't the one that seen her, and Vince probably didn't see her until she got to WWE. She probably didn't see her in the independents, I'm sure.
Yeah. But I'm sorry.
I don't think Vince saw her in his own products.
Yeah, Vince probably didn't see her
in her regular clothes, though. I see pictures of Dewdrop in her regular clothes. I'm sorry, Vince McMahon had to look at her and say, I don't know. Because she looks like a very strict businesswoman when she is not in that ring. I would say she is a CEO or second in command of a company. That girl gets down. She got Mark Henry
right,
at the level of dressing. Yeah, that girl is on point. She's definitely on point.
But as we slip off something, let's fly back over to Cody and Brandy, though.
Oh, yeah, because we did get off of that.
actually, I forget, yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for keeping me on track. no, but, yeah, Cody and Brandy. I mean, Brandy, though... I love her to death. I love her personality. I know what she was trying to do in AEW. I just think that somebody that had a fetish for Oriental schoolgirls had a problem. And that's why Brandy couldn't do completely what she wanted to do. I think a lot of the girls that Brandy was trying to bring up, everybody, I bet you that there's a lot of infighting in that women's locker room.
I'm sure of it.
Here's a question I want to ask you too. Okay, I'm confident that Cody's going to sign with WWE, but do you think Vince is going to sign Brandy?
No.
That's what I'm wondering.
And I'm wondering
if Cody will go. Is that part of the deal? You know, is Cody going to go without bringing Brandy along?
But here's the thing, if his motivation is what we're saying is, which is A, money, where he's going to make the money that he's making there, and B, to elevate him to superstardom outside of wrestling, he'll go without her. Because it's going to benefit her in the long run. They got a child together now, so they got a family raised. Why wouldn't he go without her?
I don't think he would.
But then my question becomes then, okay, Brandy was an executive at AEW, so... You know, I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, for the record, I'm saying Cody's going, but I'm just wondering if, you know, in the negotiations, if Brandy's not part of it, then you would wonder why is Vince paying him that much to the point where Brandy.
Here's my thing. If Brandy Rhodes go back to WWE, she's going to go back to ring announcing.
Exactly. That's what I mean. He's going to have a very dramatic
role,
if anything.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me say this. I kind of doubt that. Let me tell you why I doubt that. WWE has a problem with their image among African American talent. They have an image problem with women talent.
Yeah.
This way to knock both of them in the same role as to make Brandy an executive. Limit her powers, but she does the PR stuff. You can stick her in that role, give her the title executive PR stuff. She works directly with Stephanie. you know, it's girl power all day long. They trade stories about how it is to be married to a wrestler. They get along, blah blah blah, and the PR miracle goes on to make WWE look like we are all about African American inclusion with women.
So you're saying that Cody Rhodes' wife is going to work with Triple H's wife?
Yeah.
No. What you're saying is Vince McMahon is open-minded enough to do that. Vince McMahon said a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but
we're not talking about Vince, though. Vince is going to get approached with the idea and do it, but guess who's going to be the one that brings the idea to him? Nick Khan. Nick Khan is a business guy.
From a business standpoint, it is a good move. For Nick Khan's standpoint, it is a good move. And I can see Stephanie rolling with it too, though. But my whole thing is, like, I don't know if Vince is going to sign off on that.
Hey,
yeah,
if they offer him enough money and her enough money to do that role, and then Cody does whatever, it could happen. That's the only way I could see it happening in WWE.
But no, here's the thing. Like you said, if they offer enough money, she would do it without a doubt. Is this a man open-minded enough to sign that check?
Wait a minute. Nick Khan is telling Vince McMahon to do jumping jacks, and he's saying how many and what to what height? Sorry.
Hold on.
Hold on, guys. We got somebody on the line here. The FCW Future Focus, who is this?
It's Robert Black.
What's up, man?
Robert. What's up?
Hey, guys. I am sorry that I'm a little late to the party today, but something was happening outside there for a second, and I didn't get a chance to call in at 4, but I'm here now.
Oh, I'm
glad to have you, buddy.
Good.
Glad you made it.
Oh, you got to be scared. Okay.
No, that's fine. Okay. Something came up that I couldn't get to the phone on time, but I've made it.
Right on. So we won't talk about how many. We won't talk about where you buried those bodies at. We'll leave that alone.
let's just say there's a lot of forestry in Indiana, and you know everybody's got to have a hobby.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Of course I'm kidding. But here's the thing about the Cody situation. I'm not going to believe a single solitary word of rumor until I actually see Cody, Brandy, or both show up on Raw or SmackDown. Now, I saw something that said Cody to WWE confirmed, but we've seen that so many times that it's hard to tell what's real and what's rumor. So I don't know. Right now, I'm just sticking with my the premise that I was talking about last week, that this is just an educated guess that Cody and Brandy found a partner or two, and they bought into controlling interest of Ring of Honor, and when that reactivates at the end of April, they're going to get into that.
Me and you have the same idea. I just don't think it's Ring of Honor. I think it's Create Your Narrative.
Well, it's entirely possible. I mean, at this point, Cody could probably start his own promotion under his own name and basically just start from scratch if he really wanted to. The point is, though, he still has contracts with TNT for the reality show and for whatever that other ridiculous reality-based America's Got Talent ripoff that he's on.
Oh, the Big Show, yeah. Go Big Show.
Yeah. Yeah, which is probably the only reason
true.
They couldn't call Paul White that. So, I don't know. It's really weird that we have come full circle on the watching people's contract expire thing, because it's been 20 years since anybody's done that. In the late 90s, that was like part of the fun of watching the Monday Night Wars, because when people's contracts expired, they could jump. Now that there's another place to go besides WWE in the United States anyway, now we're playing these games again, and it's actual. I forgot how fun it was, frankly.
this wasn't like the 90s, though. This wasn't like, oh, man, we didn't realize his contract slipped, though. I mean, because they knew his contract was up, and he was working without a contract for a minute.
True. I don't know. I think Cody's going to create your narrative. It just fits. Because he was forced into his narrative by Vince McMahon so many times. He feels like he's being forced into a narrative with this heel turn at AEW, which I understand for what he's trying to do overall, why he wouldn't want to turn heel. I mean, everybody looks at the money, but there are certain things that you want to do that's beyond money. I mean, I had that problem
But sometimes you can't argue with how it's going, though, because the more you fight it, the worse it is.
True. And that's the difference between my case and Cody Rhodes' case. People still love the hell out of me, and they wanted me to turn heel. Cody Rhodes, it was, you know, the people actually was like, screw you, dude, we can't stand you. And he's like, no, I want to be beloved by you. You know, so,
yeah.
I mean, I get what you said in that aspect. So, yeah, I guess it's totally.
And honestly, I think that's what hurt Brandy, too, because Brandy's attached to Cody. So it's kind of like some of the hate that Brandy got fell off of Cody.
Well, yeah. Okay. If I remember right, what got Cody over in New Japan was being scummy heel Bullet Club executive. That was his character within the Bullet Club in New Japan. Since he got over that way, people didn't want him to really change. And when he came back to the U.S. and became involved with All In, he basically was forced into a face turn in order to get the NWA title match with Aldis, because Aldis was a huge heel, and having Cody go into that event as the heel he already was in New Japan, then that probably would have not been the right dynamic, and therefore Brandy had to change too. And I don't know, it's become kind of a John Cena situation. There's a Cody divide now. People that loved him in New Japan want him to turn back to that character, and yet there are people in the U.S. who only see him as a face and this greatest American hero kind of thing that he's got going on. And it's a clash between the which character people are familiar with and want him to keep, and there's no room for Cody in there.
True.
I think Brandy is a natural heel anyway.
Oh, hell yes. Brandy has
a just unlovable
personality.
She's a natural heel.
If you watch her.
No, she is not.
That woman is not a baby face at all.
She's a sweet drop of chocolate that we need in the morning.
If you watch any of that reality show, you could see her whole personality. She is a natural heel, no question about it.
Well, Bobby, we're not talking about the real person here. I mean, Brandy is a lovely person outside the ring in real life when the cameras are off. I'm sure of that. But she's kind of like Sensational Sherry. when she's out there.
Wait, I think she's more comfortable playing the
one thing.
No, I think she's more. Hold on. I think she's more comfortable playing
the
hill.
I'm shocked at one thing. I'm shocked at one thing right now. Y'all did not hear the sarcasm in my voice when I said that.
Well, it sounded so loving. We didn't want to believe that you were being sarcastic.
I was being sarcastic. She is, yeah. She reminds me of my ex-wife.
Oh, that was harsh.
I mean, I'm just being honest. She reminds me of my ex-wife. But I'm not saying the real, real bad days. But it wasn't the good days either. It was like that right down the middle where she could flip either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you're dealing with a pancake. You could have it on one side or the other, but one of them going to be burnt. You know what I'm saying?
The honeymoon is over, but the bed is still warm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, she reminds me of that, and that's what gets me like, oh, I don't know what to think of this chick. I wouldn't have put her off TV. I would have just gave her a clearer role because she was flip-flopping worse than the Big Show. You know?
But she was flip-flopping because of Cody, though, because it's like if she's so closely associated with Cody, I think Cody is the one who handcuffs her.
Cody Rose
trying to be this American baby face can't be married to a natural heel.
But this is my thing. Again, I understand a little bit of why Cody was doing it, but they needed to come to an agreement amongst each other that if I go here, that doesn't mean you got to go there. You can stay here in this sector, and then we could have our own little conflict just to make it entertaining for everybody else. Everybody likes to see a husband and wife go at each other. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So they could have did that dynamic, which would have made AEW unique, because WWE seems like when it comes to the couples, all of them are lovey-dovey and we're happy and we're together and it's a beautiful day and sunshine and rainbows and we will fight.
If they would have ran with that the right way, it probably could have got him over as a baby face.
Thank you.
Like, oh, poor Cody. His wife was doing this.
My point
that
I'm trying to make. Thank you. Because she could be screwing him over left and right. And he's a sympathetic baby face loving his wife, and he's getting killed. And they can't help but like him because Brandy's the one screwing him over.
Yeah, but there's
so many guys who either are married or were married that might actually relate to this.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
See, they almost tried it in AEW. they almost tried that idea because you remember like a year and a half, 2 years ago, Brandy was in charge of that Nightmare Collective thing that had Awesome Kong and a couple of other people in it, but it never really took off, and they just kind of cut the legs out from under it. I think that's the dynamic they were trying for, to keep Cody face and turn Brandy, but for whatever reason, it just didn't work.
Well, one of the reasons they put a lot of stock in the Awesome Kong making that work, and Awesome Kong kind of fell through for him.
Yeah.
And Awesome Kong is basically a face. She was a face at the end. I mean, that was the wrong move.
Yeah, she was.
I love Awesome Kong, and if she's listening, hi.
Yeah, Awesome Kong,
I hope to see you again.
Awesome Kong was at that point in her career, she's almost like the Road Warriors. Like, no matter what she does, she's going to be loved. Like, when they try to make the Road Warriors heel, you still cheer them.
Yep.
Rob, I don't know if you remember, but when we went to All In, remember the black lady that knew me and we were talking and stuff, and everybody else was looking at me like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah,
she gave me
that
hug over there.
That was Kong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was amazed that you knew her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my dog right there. She's crazy. Yeah. I can't believe she remembered the girl I was dating at the time when I met her. That's what flipped me out. I'm like, dang, you got a memory.
Yeah. There was so much happening during that whole weekend that it's amazing how much we saw and how many people we interacted with. I mean, one of the highlights was ODB in her meat truck. that was a lot of fun.
Yes. Never
have I been chastised for not eating too much meat, for not eating not enough meat, because she had this. I'll make this story short, but out of her meat truck, she was selling cups of meat, and they were like A cup, B cup, and C cup. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And I tried to buy an A, and she basically just emasculated me until I bought the B. So, but it was fun though. You know, it was kind chiding, but she still wanted more money. So I don't blame her.
I wanted to see if she had an E or F cup. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Oh, God.
You would think she would.
I was measuring something else. I was measuring something else. Sorry. You can't help it. But you can't help it when she's in that truck and she's bending over talking to you.
I hope she got a new truck though. the old one burned up apparently. So
I heard that.
I hope she got a new one because that's a pretty good sideline where she can go to all these conventions and park out front and get people food because the Hyatt Regency was not ready for All In. They thought
they were
3,000 or 4,000 people were going to show up in the whole weekend and they got 15,000 in the first day. No.
They were not ready for that because that was the most amazing experience I ever had in a live event.
Oh, yeah.
But, hey, guys, we at the point of the show that I've been waiting for it all. I mean, we have 45 minutes for Nikki Lyons.
And
I've been waiting for Bobby on this.
Good.
Sorry to cut this short, but I've been waiting for 45 minutes now.
Rob, I'm just going to give you a disclaimer because I had to run into an idiot on a message board that I am about to ream right now.
Bobby, you need to stop going to message boards.
Don't listen to him.
He's trying to find the victim and bring him to the podcast.
No, you get good material off these folks. Don't get me wrong. You get good material off these folks, but, you might want to make it infrequent so that you keep your peace of mind is all I'm saying.
He might be right on about that, but I'm enjoying these segments, though.
I'm just giving them a piece of my mind. That's what we're going to do.
We're going to
do that right about now.
All right. I'll give you the floor, Mastermind.
Thank you very much. We're getting ready to get into real talk with the Mastermind, Bob Rogers. The subject is Nikita Lyons. That's right. Oh, my God. Well, speaking of WWE, I'm sorry. WWE has wakened me up. They have gave me total confidence in NXT right now. Because Nikita Lyons gets on there and clowns, okay? She is new. She is doing what she does. But for a girl that is green as she is, that performance in that ring was awesome. It was spunky. It caught my attention. It made me smile. And don't get me wrong, she fits all of the check marks because she looks real good. Oh, my God. She is thicker than government cheese. That woman is awesome. Oh, God. This is what's making me say, hey, WWE, I don't know what they're doing. They got an internal battle because guess what? The thick girls are starting to get recognition like I said they should. I have been saying this for years. These women do not need to be Barbie dolls. They need to be women. Women are thick. Women are luscious. Look, women have curves. That's what makes a difference between a woman and a man. Women got curves. We're straight rails. We could be skateboarded on. They can't. Okay? Quit bringing these Barbie dolls around. Now, as we go ahead and we get into the main thing I want to talk about, I went into a message board, and I'm not going to name the message board because I know the person that runs it, he's pretty cool. But there was a young lady that had a problem with something I said. Now, just like I told my guys here, the guy that made the initial comment is a wish version of the X-Clan from back in the 90s. All right, late 80s, 90s. If you don't know who X-Clan is, look them up. But this dude wants to sit up there and talk trash and call her a male sapien and down her only because of her race. And why a black guy sitting up here tripping and flipping out when we got Bianca, we got Sasha, we got all, you know, I'm like, oh, wait, I can't believe I'm reading this. You know, I've been accused a couple of times when George Floyd, all that stuff was happening because people thought that, oh, well, you're only going to raise up for black issues. You're only going to stand up for black issues. You're not even blah, blah, blah. Look at what you're saying. Well, at that time, guess what? There was a lot of stuff going on where black people was getting treated wrong. So, yeah, I'm going to speak up. But here we are in this incident. So what we have a black person sit up here saying some racist stuff about a white female performer that is awesome in the ring. You can't say she's terrible. You can say she's green, but guess what? Everybody's green when they first start. Just so happens she has to be on TV where everybody can see it. And you want to down her and call her a male sapien? Really? Dude, do me a favor. Take off that dashiki. Take off that fake hat that you got on to try to make it look like you're from Africa and realize you're in America, buddy. Now, don't get me wrong. America doesn't do everything correctly. We have our problems. We have problems to where certain people are getting treated by the police wrong, the courts wrong. We got people that walk down the street, people in neighborhoods that treat other neighbors wrong. It's ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous thing I heard in my life. It pisses me off. But the thing that makes me mad about this young lady and this gentleman that makes me even more angrier than if I ran into a white guy that sits up here and they project this type of racism is that we've been through it. We know how it feels. We have been argued, marched, talked, spoke out against all type of racism such as that. And male sapien, that's not a harsh word. Yes, it is, because guess what? The meaning behind that word is to insult someone just because of their race. Bottom line, that's it. If it has something to do with that, you're garbage. You're trash. You're not even regular trash. You're not even toxic waste. You're that trash that you can't get rid of. You can't figure out what to do. You just put it into a bin and sit it somewhere. The most ridiculous thing that I have ever heard is a black person doing the same thing that a racist white person has done, but within 5 minutes stand up and say, oh, well, what you're doing to me is wrong. You're just doing it about my color. Well, look what you did 5 minutes ago, dude. Look what you did 5 minutes ago, ma'am. You are the problem with the black movement trying to move up and be equal. You are the problem of where the society have all of this bickering backwards and forwards about little things and this, that, and other. You are the problem when it comes to wrestling and some of our people that are good get over. Because when you make examples such as that, and when you make statements such as that, those people that are truly racist will use that as a forefront and hide behind their own racism. Now, I'm wondering, because we never seen a picture of this young lady, but I'm wondering, is it the truth that she's mad because Nikita Lyons look better than her? Maybe looks has more athleticism than her? Or maybe she has the fact that she has the whole world like, wow, this woman looks good. Who is she? Did you have a block? Did your own block say that you look good the way you act? I don't think so. They probably think it's Halloween when you walk out the door. But my thing is this. if you are a black woman, if you are about black issues, if you are about people getting equal in on this earth, don't ever, 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 ever do something that you are against, because that makes you a hypocrite. And any type of hypocrite is something that I can't stand. And I will call you out every day of the week. You want to ban me from the group? Please ban me from the group. Because people like you is the people that shouldn't be associated with. And you definitely don't belong in the world of wrestling. Wrestling is supposed to be about equality. Wrestling is about people where we work together, have fun, have something that is our own, that we can get together as families and as a group to enjoy something that we love. The people that are in that ring, like myself, that used to be in that ring, or those that have been in the ring or are in that ring, risk their lives to do things in that ring, to entertain not just black people, not just white people, not just Chinese people, not just the aliens that come from where Statlander come from, but from everywhere. And if you can't get that through your head, go join NASCAR. Oh, they won't accept you either, will they? I'm sick and tired of these fans sitting up here putting dividing issues. It's either, oh, he's gay. Oh, she's a lesbian. Oh, she's black, or he's white. He's Chinese. He's Portuguese. What's next? Oh, he wears Nike shoes. We don't put them on TV. Shut your damn mouths. Get over yourselves. Because when you got to put prejudice like that, that means you don't have nothing going on in your life. You don't look like nothing. You ain't about nothing. So why even be around? And I would urge this gentleman, once I say this, I would say take her off of being a moderator, because she should not have any type of power whatsoever over anybody's statements. Because just like she did with mine, to race mine off by me giving compliments of this young lady, companies like WWE, look at that. We might be small groups. We might not be big as others, but they still dig in and look at that. And the more compliments she get because she does do well, the better she can get, the more exposure she can get. And she should not be shut out of exposure because of her skin color. Just like we shouldn't be brought out or treated wrong when we walk down the street in a certain neighborhood, or a police officer stops us in a car, or what have you, or have no reason to stop us in a car. We should not be doing the same thing as those people that we despise. So, young lady, get yourself together. If the gentleman's listening, take her off a moderator. And I hope everybody else that hears this, treat each other right. Let's stop these labels. If a person needs to get better, prove that they need to get better because of their skill in the ring and their skill on the mic. But not because of the color of their skin, not because of their sexual orientation. Judge them for their performance, not who they are. Period. And, oh yeah, by the way, you are a piece of shit. So, anybody else want to comment on that?
I think you said it all. I'm good.
Well, Bobby, you pretty much said it all. I mean, there's nothing in that statement that I would contradict. I mean, starting out with Nikita Lyons, she has the tools that she needs, and that should pretty much be all that matters. And,
well, I got one tool that she needs, but we're going to leave that alone.
Okay. But as far as the subject of people getting into the racial issues here, the best that I can say is that I do not agree with people who make excuses for disliking someone because of their skin tone. no matter who it is. And there's I dislike any kind of supremacy from anybody. And that's the classic definition of what racism is. If you hate someone because of the way they look, then you're being racist toward that person. That's the classic definition, and I don't think that it should change. So, you know, anybody who does that needs to correct themselves and needs to realize that it's a wrong way of thinking about the world, and that if you really do feel that way, then you were either brought up with it and you need to rise above it, or you need to spend time with the people that you're hating on and get to know them. Because that to my mind is the best and only way to combat racism is familiarity. If you've ever heard of the 54th Massachusetts, the first black Civil War. That wasn't just a movie. Glory actually happened. The 54th Massachusetts.
Right.
They convinced people in the Union that were ardent racists that a black man could bleed for this country just as much as anyone. And that trial by fire brought equality that much closer. So, and not every example needs to be extreme like that, but you got to get to know people if you don't understand them, instead of backing off. And once you get to know people, then you understand. And I want to get to know Nikita Lyons. Well, we all know what. I want to follow this person's career, and I want to see how far she gets, because
I want to be in a career.
The match that I saw where she was showcased, she showed some good skills, and I want to see how far that goes. And it doesn't matter to me whether she has got small curves or deep, and it don't matter to me whether she's a red, yellow, black, white, purple polka dot. I don't care.
Rob, hold on.
But
if the chick is polka dot, she got something seriously wrong with her. I'm not messing with that chick. That's not like the stuff you get in the room and it blows off because she's polka dot. No, that's scary.
I'm talking about Dusty Rhodes polka dots. I'm not talking about downtown Vegas polka dots. Okay, we're not talking about social disease. We're talking about, I don't care what the girl looks like as long as she can work, and if she can work, I'll give her a chance every time. I'll shut up now.
Well, one thing I do want to say, I mean, it's more about NXT than her. Remember a few weeks ago I told you I'd rather watch NXT than Raw? You see what I'm talking about now?
Yeah. Oh, hell yes.
Yeah. The only thing I'll say is, I totally agree with everything Bob said, but in terms of this, Nikita herself, you know, I love the purse in me. I love the outfit. And, of course, I love the finishing move. But I just think if we just talk about wrestling – if you're just talking about the wrestling, if she's going to be a star, that can't be her finishing move, though. Yeah, she needs a better finishing move than that. Because that's a pop move. That's a pop move. That's like Melina's entrance. You know, it's going to get a pop, but if she's going to be a legit star, I can't see that being her finishing move. I mean, you could do it in the middle of the
match. I could be a beneficial move for me.
I could see that being a starting move for me to get to the finish, but, you know. And to kind of.
Okay, good point.
Good point. You know, we kind of talked about it in the group. I still take my baby Naomi over the Tina Steele, but that's all. But that's
well, we know that.
Oh yeah. Just so everybody knows the trait that we had. Marcus Buckley gets to keep Naomi, and I get Nikita Lyons.
Right.
So
exactly. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Naomi.
Yeah.
You know,
when that draft
happens, we know the
parameters.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here's the thing with the finisher maneuver and getting her over with the finisher. It's all in about, like, the company buying in on it and getting it over, though. I mean, you're talking about a company that gets started over, like, a stock in the mouth and a people's elbow as a finisher.
Right.
I can see it being a finisher for now. But if she's going to get to main event status, then no. I that can't be a finisher.
I'm holding main event with a lame-ass leg drop.
Well, true. But think about it. We all know why we like that finishing move. Come on now, we all know why we like that. I mean, it's gonna
work.
Yeah, it's gonna be like Mortal Kombat. Get over here! Yeah,
we'll see.
But see, this is why I think it would work. That got McMahon's eyes. And McMahon is a freak anyway. And if he can get away with that on TV.
But you know what? Do you think McMahon even saw that?
I don't think he saw it live, but I think it was so much buzz around it till he turned it on. He got a clip of it and looked at it and watched the match. And McMahon is a freak.
I'll be surprised
if he saw that finisher. He was like, well, God, I wish Linda could do that. Oh, God, where's my egg?
Oh, he wished somebody could do that, but it ain't Linda.
But that's what I'm saying. He's a freak in himself. So if he could get away with it on TV, he's going to try to push it. And I'm sorry, he's going to let that stay.
Okay, but you know what? Going back to what we're talking about, Nikita's not Vince's kind of girl.
Nikita can make Vince that kind of money though.
But still, Vince, Nikita is not Vince's kind of girl. I don't know if she'll ever get a chance to.
And honestly, that's my whole thing with her is how to kind of use her though. But here's the thing: girl is young, she's new. No, if she ends up the AEW where like all the talented people from NXT end up going, she's gonna flourish. I think her future is bright, no matter what WWE does.
I can see an AEW, but Vince, you know, Vince will kill a push in a heartbeat.
Let me tell you why I think Vince would go for it. Number one, she is a very good looking woman. Okay, even Vince can be like, well, you know, she's a little big, but I can deal with her. Yeah, okay. But not only that, the thing that I think that would hook him the most is not only does she have the wrestling ability, she has the speed, she has the agility, but she also has that MMA background that he seems like he gets a hard on for. She's an MMA fighter. So with her having that MMA fighter, he's thinking, oh my God, I can have her either under Ronda Rousey or the Ronda Rousey. Because I could not pay Ronda all this money. She could still have her legacy disappear, and I have someone just like her right here.
Well, you know what? You know what's going to make or break Nikita? If Vince likes her on the mic. That remains to be seen. That's what's going to make or break her.
Now, that's the one thing I will say. Her promos is okay. They're not superior.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think
that's going to make or break her. That's going to make or break her.
Yeah, but it's too early. She's just coming out.
Is she ever going to get to a level of a Charlotte or any of them? then it's going to, I mean, she's, like I said, we all agree she's green right now. So you got to give her at least another year or two, you know, to see what the finished product is going to be.
Like, look at Sasha Banks' early promos when she first started. She was not good on the mic. That girl was, like, timid.
No, exactly. She was terrible.
I was going to say, when everybody that's over at WWE, the one common thing they got is they can talk. Whether they can wrestle or not, they can all talk. So we'll see what happens with Nikita.
Yeah, right now, the possibilities with her are endless. The possibilities right now are endless because we're just basing this on a first match. And since she was that good in a first match and looked good in a first match, then, you know, that this could go anywhere or do anything. But I think that as far as, like, finding out what her future is going to be, a lot of it is going to depend on mic work. If she can talk as good as Charlotte or Becky, then she's going to go far given her skill set. Whether or not Vince McMahon is going to get behind her is that's a complete crapshoot. I mean, look at the people that he's passed up on that were dynamic, but yet he didn't catch on to them. And that might be true of her, but it might be for different reasons than what we're thinking. Who knows at this point? It's just a roll of the dice. I hope that they do right by her and that they do something with her and mold her correctly. But it remains to be seen. But if she's this good in her debut, then she might be downright scary good in 2 years. We don't know.
Yeah, but this is also.
But we do have to move on, guys.
That we don't. But let me say this real quick. This is something that we need to look at. For her talking ability, she could get a mouthpiece. She could get a Paul Heyman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that can easily resolve. I have to agree. Yeah, you're right. We got to wait a couple of years to see what's going on. But the one factor that makes her different than the other people is actually this is a homegrown WWE product. This is something that came from him or his regime. So he will be more apt to go ahead and let this work and work more with this than somebody that came from the Indies or another federation because he didn't make them. So what type of credit?
Yeah, that's
correct.
Yeah.
That is very true.
So
yeah, right. We'll see.
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm definitely going to see. I'm definitely going to see. She might be the only reason I ever show up and watch a Raw or NXT or whatever she's on. Just to be real with you. I don't know. But right now, going to our commercial break, basically, as we're talking about, going to NXT and things. We also get souvenirs and those souvenirs sometimes get in the way of our household. We get a new TV, souvenirs in the way, ex-wife want to act a fool, souvenirs get in the way, you know. So we got to have a place to store them. So what do? We look for the nearest storage place in the area. Here in Indianapolis, we got 17 facilities that can go ahead and cure those needs, anywhere from a small unit to where you could just put a few things in, to one of the biggest units that you could sit a couple of cars in. That's Secure Care Self Storage. You can't find anything more secure than Secure Care Self Storage. 17 locations in the Indianapolis, Avon, Canby area. My goodness, you're talking about having your stuff in a place that will take care of your stuff and keep it stored and nice than other places Secure Care Self Storage is at. So if you do need any storage space due to free up space in your house, you may be moving, things of that nature, please go to www.securecarestorage.com and check out the rates that we have. Call up to the call center, see what we can get for you. Call up to the stores and see if there's something we can pull off and help you out in your storage needs. We are the best and the most affordable in town, so please give us a call. Or look us up online, that is. Sorry. Now, since we got through with that, something else that we're getting into. And this is going to be a big portion of our show. It is the road to WrestleMania or Revolution. Which road do you want to be on? Oh, this is scary. This is straight up scary, man. Because I have all my information upstairs. I'm down in the kitchen right now. I had to get my food, didn't come out soon enough. But we got two huge, huge events that's coming up. AEW Revolution and WWE WrestleMania. Of course, WrestleMania is 2 days, you know, but both of these are one of the most important shows that each company has in their yearly lineup. First off, let's start with the first question. Which road are you on, WrestleMania or Revolution? Marcus, start it off.
I know based on the cards, I think Revolution is going to be the better show. But to the traditionalist in me, I got to go with WrestleMania. I have a hard time.
Why would you say WrestleMania?
Because I'm really curious to see where they're going with this Roman Reigns Lesnar match. I'm curious to see with that. I'm really hoping they do Edge versus AJ. I really look forward to that match if they do it. Those are the main two reasons. And then, you know, because as a habit, I look forward to WrestleMania every year, even though some of the matches on there I already know are going to suck ass. I'm not interested in watching, but, this traditional – always look forward to WrestleMania, and hopefully they'll do something. They usually pull out at least one or two good matches that I didn't expect to be good. So I have no confidence in Tony Khan's booking. You know, on paper, I see some possibly good matches. And AEW might even end up being a better show. But the old school in me is just, I'm going with WrestleMania.
Okay. Tony, you're next.
It's hard for me to be honest with you. And I'll be 1,000% honest with you. Any other year you ask this question, my road is WrestleMania. Because Revolution is a big pay-per-view for AEW, but it's not their biggest. So it's like, so the expectation and the hype and everything like that, I mean, Revolution is not like – there's the show or show for the AEW.
The crazy thing is, it's not the show.
I mean, for me, like, if you compare All Out to WrestleMania, it's hands down All Out. Because they go all out. But my choice is going to be Revolution, and it's not for anything that AEW is doing. It's because of what WWE is doing right now. Like, normally WrestleMania season is my favorite time of the year. Like, I can't wait for WrestleMania. Royal Rumble is my favorite pay-per-view. Royal Rumble gets me hyped and gets me ready to go, and this Royal Rumble has been a letdown. And it's like everything they have done since then, not everything, but a lot of what they have done since then, just I'm not as into WrestleMania season this year as I normally have. Like, I can't remember the last time that I'm really not into WrestleMania like I normally am. I mean, we got, like, the Jack guys do get an IC title. The new rumor that I just heard, and God, is hoping it's just a rumor, and we don't know how it's going to go, but I heard they're working an angle with Pat McAfee and Vince McMahon for WrestleMania. They're bringing back Stone Cold at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's just like the stuff they're doing for WrestleMania is just getting me less and less interested. And the rumor about McAfee working an angle with Vince, I mean, with Vince going on his show on Thursday, is like, I could definitely see this being a setup for it, though. The signs are there that, like, they're leading up to, like, Stone Cold wrestling in Texas against KO. I mean, I don't think Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns could save this show. But I am looking forward to Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns unifying the titles. But other than that, I mean, and despite that stuff, it's like re-WrestleMania. Like, we're getting Becky and Bianca again. We're getting Charlotte and Ronda again. It's just like, it's too many agains. Like, I remember, for me, like, when you get rematches at WrestleMania, it's got to be epic matches like The Rock and Stone Cold.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
My answer is Revolution. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob, go ahead.
Okay. My answer is that I'm on the road that doesn't include a jackass. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm on the road to Revolution. The only problem is that, well, okay, the road to Revolution is going to be a lot shorter and have a lot less speed bumps than the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So that's getting off on the exit that's earlier is a big plus there, because we only got to wait till March 5th for Revolution. And we still got to go through Fastlane for Mania. We've still got that coming up, and we got to go through the Hall of Fame, and Undertaker is going in this year, but the problem.
There's a Saturday Night's Main Event coming up Saturday too.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
I got that prediction right. I said they were going to bring back Saturday Night Main Event as part of the, as part of what was going on with NBC and with the buyout. But okay, I digress. Tony pointed out some very good things about the problems with the WrestleMania card. It is filled with things that either we have seen before or things that we didn't want to see in the first place, like that Intercontinental title match, like Vince versus McAfee, like I don't want to see Austin come back and fight Owens. Mainly because Owens is going to have to carry him, because Austin is, even if he is back in shape and he's been cleared, he's not in ring shape. And he hasn't had a match.
Real quick, as you're on that, kind of uproar for a quick second. Stone Cold Steve Austin is my second favorite wrestler ever. And I don't want to see this.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Hulk Hogan, I was the biggest Hulkamaniac in the world, and I don't want to see him come back to WrestleMania again. I don't want
to
see
Nobody
that.
Nobody wants
because
to see him come back.
Well,
I don't want to see WrestleMania 3, but that's just me.
Well, see, I don't want to see that because he can't go, and there's no reason other than name recognition to bring him back, and that just is what WrestleMania has become. I mean,
Quick, I'm going to throw something in real quick again, though, but I will mark out when he's doing promos. And the high school WrestleMania, I'm going to get goosebumps in Stone Cold again. I'm not even going to pretend like I'm not. I just don't want to see the match.
No, I don't want to see the match either. I don't mind seeing Austin. I don't mind seeing Hogan or The Rock or The Undertaker or any of the older guys come back. But that's really the issue here. We were talking about tradition And I get that. WrestleMania is part of every wrestling fan's tradition. It's kind of like our pilgrimage. I've been 3 times live. The first one was 8 when I was a kid, and then I went to 22 and 25.
You were 25 too?
Yeah. Oh, you were there.
That was my only one. In Houston, yeah.
Well, see, most people only get one WrestleMania in their lifetime. I thought I was lucky getting 2, but then I kind of, I said to hell with it, let me go to 25, just to say I was at the 25th anniversary.
Why I ended up going. I've never been to one, but like, it was the 25th anniversary. Like, this is special when you got to go, and Stone Cold's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and it was a hell of a show. And that's what they're missing. I mean, WrestleMania goes through its peaks and valleys. There are times when it really stinks. There are times when it's really fantastic. It just depends on the era, and we're in a down era right now. The reason that I want to see Revolution more is because of that card. Look at what we're getting. We're getting the Adam versus Adam, Cole versus Page for the world title. We're getting that dog collar match. I cannot wait for that dog collar match. To see what direction they're going with that. Because, that last promo MJF cut, where he cut that babyface promo, but it wasn't really for us. Mm-hmm. It was a psychological trick against Punk. I don't think – but mm-hmm. they're toying with, they're experimenting with stuff. And I even want to see Kingston versus Jericho.
I do want to see that too.
Yeah, I want, and that's probably not going to be the easiest. That's probably going to be the down match on the card because they're because they've got different styles. Jericho is aging out, but I still want to see that because they could go all hardcore and beat the living crap out of each other, and it'll still be fun. Whereas, what on the WrestleMania card looks like it's fun and you want to see it and it's not insulting your intelligence.
Well,
is
we're gonna go over
match?
The cards in a second.
Okay.
We're gonna definitely go over the cards in a second. We definitely doing that. That's something I want to do.
But yeah,
I want to break down one by one.
Oh yeah, tradition is important to all of us, especially in wrestling. It's just it can't go on that alone. And WrestleMania has been coasting on name recognition for way, way, way too long. Maybe for the past 5 years. The last WrestleMania I was excited about was 30.
Hmm. All right, so I guess it's my turn. Everybody should know he's... everybody know where I'm going. There's no question. It's a revolution. I have a problem. Tradition, all of that, good. Okay. I got props. But for the same reasons Rob is saying, look at the card. You have 2 days worth of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Not getting over at all. What do you have? Well, we're going to go, like I said, we're going to go over the matches in a second, but overall card, AEW has the better card. Now, I have to disagree when everyone says on AEW the match with what did you say, Jericho and Eddie Kingston is going to be a disappointment? The low part of the card? No, I don't think that is. The low part of the card is going to be Tay Conti going against Jade Cargill.
Oh, God. I forgot about that match. Forgot about that one.
Yeah. Jade Conti should not be nowhere. Tay Conti, or whatever her name is, should not be anywhere near a wrestling ring, in my opinion. The girl looks like a toothpick that's walking around. I'm sorry. I know you like her, Tony, but I just don't. I don't. And
I'm not a huge fan of her.
Well, the thing that really throws me off is, okay, so now not only can't you wrestle, you sit up and you break up a home, which is Sammy's fault too, you know what I'm saying? But you think you're going to get over by sleeping with one of the most popular guys in the thing. It's almost like the Bella twins. You know, sorry, can't do it. And you can't wrestle. You have no reason to be in there for 5 minutes with Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill's look, stature, and everything should destroy her within the first 30 seconds. That should be a 26-second match.
I said it should be a squash match.
That's
which is okay. You can have a squash match on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, you can. And that should be it. Because Conti should not be anywhere near. I don't care what she did. She surprised me with that hardcore match with the bunny. And you know I can't stand the bunny. But
I'm sorry to take that taste. Conti's on the bunny level with you.
Yeah, she is. She straight up is. I don't want to take Conti nowhere on my screen until she learns some moves. The bunny didn't learn any moves. Now she did the hardcore match well, cool, but she didn't do any moves. They both need to go to school and learn some moves. Jay Conti should not sit up there. AEW is not the federation where you sit up there, look cute, and get over. She needs to go to WWE for that.
Unless you're Orange Cassidy. Yeah. Orange Cassidy can like stand there and look pretty and get over, seemingly. Not that Well, when he wants to, yes, but rarely does he want to because that's his gimmick. But
that's his gimmick, though. I mean, that's his gimmick, though, because, like, when he needs to turn it on, he'll turn it on.
Yeah.
I mean, and here's the crazy part about it. When AEW first started, I hated him. I cannot stand him.
Still can't.
But when he turns it – but when he turns it –
oh, see, that's just wrong, man. I was in the middle of biting a piece of chicken, and you said that.
See, I can't stand Orange until he turns it on. When he's serious and when he does work, then I can appreciate Orange Cassidy. But when he's the same lazy wrestler's Lebowski kind of character, when he's trying to be the dude abiding, no, thank you.
Well,
I give Orange Cassidy credit for is the fact that he got that over, though.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, you do have to give him credit for that.
Yeah, speak for yourselves.
I give him all the credit in the world, but to be honest with you, because, I mean,
no.
I remember before AEW had the TV deal, and they did their first All Out, me and Gary, Mark, you know Gary, come to the wrestling party.
Yeah.
Right. Me and him brought the pay-per-view. And it was just like when Orange Cassidy came out there, I'm just like, this is my, I spent all my money and they give us this? I hate the gimmick, but I got to give him credit as much as I hate what he does. He got it over.
I see where Marcus is coming from too, though. Yeah. I mean, I definitely do too. Yeah, absolutely.
I can see why people
would hate him.
And I have to take you all's word for it that he could wrestle because I always say every time he comes on, I fast forward past it. So I have to take your word for it. But I can't.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
his match against Adam Cole was pretty good.
Yeah.
You say so.
And you know what? And you know why I didn't fast forward over that? It's because I love Adam Cole, baby. But yeah,
he needs to. He can never be world champion doing that.
No.
He can.
It would
and
be
if they
Hulk.
Made him world champion, that'd be the downfall of AEW.
I would be gay.
Can you honestly say that?
AEW.
Can you honestly say that he'd be a worse world champion than Adam Page?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Because I
absolutely.
I am not. I am not feeling Adam Page's title reign at all. In my opinion, of all the champions they had, he's having the worst run.
Well, I think
yeah,
he's been booked so far. I mean, I think his build-up was so horribly booked that it's hard to take him seriously. I mean,
exactly.
I
okay.
No.
I said, I mean,
so,
he was taking
so let me
order.
Ask that question again. Can you honestly say that like that Adam Cole would be a worse champion?
You say Adam Cole or Adam Page?
Could you say Adam Cole would be a worse champion than Adam Page? He's been booked horrible.
No,
like,
this is not. No. Oh, I know you mean
Adam Page's title reign is horrible. It's horrible.
Well, oh yeah,
and it's a letdown with the build. I mean, it's a year long build to this title run, and the title run has been absolutely horrible.
Because
but
they have
not
using
it
enough.
Hold on,
hold on.
It's one other factor you got to put in there. In the middle of him coming to this title reign, he has had people that are way better than him come into the company. So it overshadows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, how can we take Adam Page seriously? He's hanging with the damn Dark Order. Come on. The worst faction of all time.
No, hold on. Wait.
Come on.
There is a way you can twist that. And honor Brody Lee at the same time. I can see it happening, but they didn't do it right. They did not do that story right.
Now, here's what.
Right.
They didn't do it right because they wishy-washy with it, though. It's like he's with them, but he's not. Like, I'm not part of you guys, but you're my boys.
Right.
But I don't need y'all. Like,
yeah, I'm around y'all.
Granted, but in my opinion, and this is a conversation we need to have on a different show, is AEW and factions, because AEW is horrible with factions. WWE is
how long have I been screaming at you?
I never the ball with factions. They can't put factions at all.
I've been screaming that over a year in the group.
And the frustrating thing is they have good factions they can run with.
Yeah, they can't seem to do it the same way that New Japan does it with the factions, and that's what they were originally shooting for. But
Right. They've
added on so many that it's gotten convoluted, and people like have branched off and done their own things, and it gets watered down. They're already doing away with the Inner Circle, and eventually they're going to be getting rid of a lot of that other stuff because it's just not working. And I'm not really sure how to fix that. But as it pertains to Revolution, we're talking about the minor players seem to not be participating in this pay-per-view. That's one of the best things about it. Everything that's involved with this is either a title match or a top-notch feud or both. When it comes to WrestleMania, we're seeing stuff that we've seen like 3-4 years ago coming back into prominence. And that's just the good part, the stuff that they're experimenting with.
Some stuff, we just saw SummerSlam. and weeks after that.
I don't know. I look at it as this. And let's get into these matches real quick because I see we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start with the WWE side. Really? Sami Zayn versus what's his Knoxville?
Sami Zayn versus Jackass.
Piece last week on this one. I'll let you guys chew on that match.
Yeah.
No, we're not chewing on it because it ain't worth chewing on.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah, it really not. Can we just move on? Because
yeah.
Here's another garbage match that I don't like. Miz and Logan Paul versus the Mysterios.
Oh, I can next. Yeah.
If it were Miz and RuPaul versus the Mysterios, I might care a little bit more.
I would care more on that one. I really would. Yeah.
It would still
care
suck,
more.
But
oh,
yeah,
I'd
be interested to see just how that worked.
It'd be funny if RuPaul gets on the screen and be like, "You better work."
And then Miz looks at the screen and says, "I can't." No, never mind.
True. Okay, next
well,
right,
no,
next
that's
down
that's an
title.
Insult to the
Charlotte
Miz.
Versus Ronda.
Again.
Yeah.
That might be an okay match, though.
But this
it's
is
gonna
the problem.
Be, it's
going to
be
we
okay match.
It's going
to be a halfway decent match, but we know Ronda's going to win that match because.
Well, yeah, definitely.
So it just takes
for
away
two
from
reasons.
Everything they're doing the match.
Yeah, I mean, because like Ronda's going to win it, and for two reasons: A, they're going to punish Charlotte for red, and B, they're trying to like they're going to like do this whole thing where like Ronda Rousey's better than wrestlers, so we're going to put her over again for another year.
Mm-hmm.
See, this was the original. This was the ending that they wanted at 35. They wanted Rousey to go over in that match, but people rallied to Becky so much that if they had done that finish, then there would have been a riot. So they're trying to make up for that now.
Mm.
Because
you only make it up to one person, that's Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
The only person who realistically want Miss USC to win this match is just this match.
Yep. No, take that back. It's another entity, Fox.
Yes.
Yeah,
that
Fox loves Ronda Rousey and Charlotte.
Yeah, and that's it. I don't know. It just eventually WWE and Vince McMahon circle around to getting over the person they want to get over no matter what. I mean, how many times did they do that with Roman before it finally stuck?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really?
And he'd have to say he had leukemia before everybody went on his side.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't even work. Yeah, that's when with Heyman.
Yeah, it was Heyman that did it. So,
yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
next match.
It worked
McIntyre.
Like about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Next match, McIntyre versus Corbin. Who cares?
Yeah.
Not me.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Garbage match.
Yeah, next.
Garbage match. Next, Austin versus Owens. I do want to see this with Austin. But do we really care? No.
Yeah.
But
we know who's winning. We know
the only... The only good thing about this match is not going to be the match. The promos leading up to this match is going to be phenomenal. I am looking forward to them hyping this. I'm looking forward to hyping it.
I was just about to say that.
Is this match even confirmed? Is it for real going to happen, or is it just rumor at this point?
Well, he's got to be doing all these in Texas. All these Texas references for a reason.
There's a
it's
lot.
It's rumor, but it's,
but see,
but
here's
it's
the thing,
a strong.
Like, it's like when I went to Raw like last Monday. I mean, I got an Indianapolis 3:16 shirt with Stone Cold Spell on the back. The Monday before that, a couple of my buddies that went there, they were selling Chicago 3. They pushing Austin merch right now, leading up to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
With the rumors going around, and with the way Kevin Owens is slamming Texas. And particularly Victoria, Texas, they're leaning to that.
So goes the merch.
Yeah.
So goes the match. Yeah. Oh boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
No,
the hype is gonna be phenomenal.
I'm looking for
the Honor Raw from the tiny announcements match until like the Monday Night Raw before WrestleMania. I'm looking forward to it because the promo is gonna be phenomenal. But the match, oh, Jesus Christ.
It has the potential to be good, but I'm not hopeful because Austin has not been in the ring for several years, and either Owens has got to carry him to a good match, or Austin has got to be in real, real good ring shape, and I don't think that either of those things equals a good match.
Do you know what my prediction for this match is?
I think he's going to surprise.
Do you know what my prediction of this match is going to be? It's going to be a 5 to 8 minute match, and I think Stone Cold is going to let Kevin Owens go over with the stunner.
Yeah, he is.
And then what's going to happen is he's going to congratulate the young kid. They're going to drink a beer, and then Stone Cold is going to stun him at the end, and then it's over.
Yeah, he's definitely going to do this. He's definitely going to put him over though. He definitely will. This is how Austin is. He's not Hogan.
Thank God.
Yeah.
All right, next match. This is rumored, but I would like to see this match. This actually does spark my interest. Edge versus AJ Styles.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes.
Look, I would be looking forward to that.
I think that could potentially be the best match on either show.
Yep.
Book it.
I agree 100%.
Well, it has the potential to be the best technical match of either show, but if it does happen, that might be one of the only matches on this card that I actually might be interested in.
And in my opinion, then this is the match that AJ Styles should win. Needs to win.
Yes.
AJ Styles to win this match.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did the favor with Undertaker, letting them go out the way they did. This is like, give AJ this.
And then,
there's no reason
to re-sign it.
There's no reason
to re-sign it.
There's no reason to
re-sign. Yeah, I think AJ going to have at least one more title run since he just re-signed for 3 years.
Yeah.
He's going to be there for life. Like, when he's done wrestling, he's going to be working with the young talent. I mean, he's WWE for life.
I'm talking about this most recent contract, I think. But this recent 3-year contract.
But what I mean, though, like, no, like, he's trying to do contract to finish up, though. But, like, AJ's going to be in WWE for many, many years, even after his career is over.
Yeah, he's a lifer.
I can see that.
He's definitely a lifer.
I can see that.
Now, I don't think I mentioned this match. Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair.
I think Bianca's going over.
I don't know.
I think they can do the favors.
Hold on.
Take that back. Because that's the Raw Women's Championship. To move her over to SmackDown, I think they will give it to Bianca, to think about it. Because what they want is Becky, Charlotte, to go against Ronda. So by default, they'll give it to Bianca so she can go over there to SmackDown and try to challenge for that one.
Well, that might be the case.
I don't think that's going to be the case, and here's the reason why. They're going to keep the title on Becky. Ronda should, I mean, first of all, Becky should, I mean, Bella should win. Bella should definitely win a match. She should become the Raw Women's Champion. She's a better wrestler. She cuts a better promo. She's all around better than that bitch.
Well, wait a minute. You think Bianca cuts a better promo than Becky?
Yeah.
I can't stand Becky on the mic. I think she's a horrible on the mic. Horrible.
Hold on. That one promo she did before she fought Lita, that was good.
But she didn't do that shit no more. You talking about in Indianapolis when she played crazy, right?
Yes.
I'm not even gonna lie though. That one was good. I'm not gonna lie. That was good.
Go ahead, Rock.
No, I'm interested in this match only to see if they will give Bianca her win back after humiliating her. If they do that.
They're not.
Well, I wish they would, though, because that was a ridiculous. They pulled a Kofi Kingston on her for no damn reason at all. And if they did make up for that, it would go a long way toward repairing some of the damage the creative team has done. And I'd be interested to see if public pressure will influence that. If it doesn't, then, you know, I feel bad for the whole company, especially Bianca, and her services might be better served elsewhere.
No, what's going to happen is, Rollins even with the title, they're setting up that unification at next year WrestleMania. That's what's going to happen.
But
at the earliest SummerSlam, but they.
If you remember in earlier episodes, I thought that was going to happen this WrestleMania. This would have been the perfect time to do it. And it should have been a triple threat for both titles. Ronda should have beat both of them because she's this big UFC chick and got over that way. Doing it this way really lessens what they're trying to do. So I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to do it. I just don't think they're going to do it. It sucks.
I'm praying that I'm wrong, and I'm praying that Bianca Belair wins the title. I just want to see it.
I would like to see Bianca win. I think she deserves to.
I'd love to see it. She definitely deserves it.
I think because of the moves, because Fox, of course, is in the SmackDown. They're gonna have Ronda have the belt there. Charlotte is either going to move to Raw, or she's going to stay on there just to fight. Fox wants Charlotte, too. They like Charlotte, so I think she'll stay there. And they're going to move Becky in there for an extra dynamic.
I think all three will be on the same show.
Right. I can't see them business-wise letting Becky have the title right now because of investing so much money into it.
But
in that scenario, it pisses me off too, though, because guess what? You're not giving it to her because Bianca Belair is the better wrestler. You're giving it to her for business reasons to make a contributor happy. You're not saying I'm sorry to Bianca. You're just saying, okay, we're going to give you this belt. Look like we're saying we're sorry, but we're really doing it for a financial move over here.
Well, they would never do anything for you. Sorry, though, but nah, I'm sorry. But here's the other thing, too, though, is just like, okay, you move Becky off of Raw, move her to SmackDown. Yeah, Bianca is your champion, but she's going to be a dominant champion. She would be a dominant champion if you move Becky over to SmackDown because who the hell is left on Raw?
All right, which is why I can't see why he would do it.
You can let her run, have a long run, and you have
She's
going
to have
that
long run because nobody left.
No. She's going to have a long run if they do it. But guess who's going to come up because she's going to grow in the NXT system? And I'm not just saying this. I mean, I'm being dead serious if you think about it. You got two people there that they'll move up. One I can see exchanging the title with. One is always contending for the title and maybe never winning it except once. You got Mandy Rose they can bring up from NXT. And fighter, and they call that a legitimate thing. But you also have Nikki Lyons. I'm predicting that they're seeing how good she is. They're going to move her up quick. It's going to be like Bron Breakker.
They are going to move her up quick. I mean, and one thing, because we ran out of time early when we were talking about it, though, but the one fact you guys got to remember is NXT doesn't run on a normal time scale. And if you don't believe me, look at Bron Breakker. Bron Breakker is an NXT champion. He's green as
Yeah.
You know what?
I agree.
I predict they will move up Gonzalez before either one of them to the main roster.
Gonzalez would be a factor, but I don't think that she would be a main event thing because of the way Vince McMahon thinks.
Exactly.
Well, but I can see them moving
where
up.
No matter how you feel about Mandy, she's going to get called up, and she's going to get a bigger push on the main roster before Raquel Gonzalez. And the reason why she's going to do this is for the same reason that you were saying that Nikki Lawrence might not get that push.
Well, what I'm saying is they would move up Gonzalez to feed her to Bianca because they're similar size.
Oh.
They would feed her to Bianca. They would move her up first. You know,
okay.
You know, start her off, give her the Shayna Baszler badass push, and then feed her.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see that happen. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I can dig that.
Give her a viable opponent. You know.
Okay. Yeah, you're right,
Rob,
about that.
Rob, what do you think?
Oh, about whether Bianca – I think that if they do give Bianca the title, it will be because, A, they want to save face for the screw-up they've already made, and, B, in order to keep her in the company. It's not going to be because they genuinely feel sorry for the way they screwed her over. As far as bringing up all the women from NXT, it's almost as if they need to – Because the roster has become so thin in the women's division that the evolution has puttered out. I mean, at Mania 35, the women's title match was the main event, and they were really pushing it. Now it's almost an afterthought. They've given up on it after only 3 or 4 years.
And we know why, so we want to get into that. And we only got 4 minutes left, so we're going to continue with WWE. And then next week we will go into – wait a minute. Will we have – no. Revolution will already have happened, so we'll discuss Revolution next week.
Okay.
I hadn't thought about that. Huh.
All right.
Wait, Revolution is Saturday or Sunday?
I think it's Saturday. I think it's the 6th, isn't it? No, it's on the 6th.
It's on the 6th?
I think so. I think that's Sunday.
They started having their pay-per-views on Sunday for whatever reason.
Wait a minute. No. But hold on. Let me look at that.
I'm pretty sure.
Look at the
form. I'm pretty sure.
No matter what, we're going to come in. So either we're going to be doing recap of Revolution, or we're going to be doing lead-in to it. One or two.
Right. Either one. And then we got the final match for WWE. We got 2 minutes left. And that's Reigns and Lesnar.
Reigns. They're about to make Reigns like the greatest champion like ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
Reigns is probably – yeah, Reigns is going to go over, and Brock is going to go back into the wilderness and wait for next January to squash the roster again.
Exactly.
Sasquatch leave.
Yeah, Man Mountain Brock will return to the cabin and wait until next year to wreak havoc once again.
Tina does think that Paul Heyman is going to turn around and go back to Brock and help him win, but she's a minority on that.
No, I don't see that happening.
I still want my original ending. I want Marco Stunt to run in, knock them both out, and walk out with both titles. If we're going to put the Intercontinental title on Johnny Damn Knoxville, then who gives a damn?
Whoa. We don't know that's going to happen yet. We don't know they put a title on me yet.
Considering the celebrity factor.
They are not about to David Arquette the IC title.
Hold on. Rob, go ahead, because we got 60 seconds left.
Okay, Revolution over WrestleMania, definitely, card-wise, and hopefully Marco Stunt unifies the belts. That's all I got to say.
It's a shame that we pick Revolution over WrestleMania. This is like picking the NBA play-in games over, like, the Super Bowl. But that's where we're at right now with the build-up to it.
Yeah. It's a sad day, but things have to change. Things do change.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You might be seeing a new era of what the biggest big show will be in wrestling. Hell, you never know. It could be a third company come up next year and just take over everything. Never know what's going to happen. But, guys, another fan-filled hour. I want to thank all of you guys, Tony Motown Allen, Marcus Marcus Buckley, Robert Black. I am your host, the Mastermind, Bob Rogers, bidding you adieu. Keep your heads on right. Forget these ignorant people. And, guys, we will definitely see you in the future.
You know it's all about the power!